buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Go, grow, and blow through founder-led sales, networking, and business transformation. Number one, go, and don't shy away from doing sales yourself than just hiring a salesperson to do it. Number two, grow your business by adapting to changes along the way. And number three, glow and stand out by networking on your own and building synergy with others. Let's unpack all these together with Donnie and Colin in another episode of Sales Transformation.
I see founders all the time shying away from the idea of sales and having that mindset that exactly like you just said, it's like, oh, I just need to hire a salesperson. But the thing is like when you're early stage, right? Maybe you're bootstrapping, whatever. Maybe you're not bootstrapping. Maybe you raised a little bit of money, a little seed money. Part of the process of like selling in the early days isn't 100. I mean, you got to get sales to survive, but it's also not 100% about like getting customers. It's also about like getting good feedback. Like, do people even care about solving this problem, or am I the only one that thinks it's a good idea? I thought I knew what people wanted, but they actually want something a little bit different, right? So like that feedback is so key.
Most businesses, when they start out, you catch them year two and three, and it's not the same business. It's not even hardly the same company because of what they've learned along the way.
Yeah.
You know, I had no desire to open up networking groups and didn't even want to be a part of that thing. Because you typically, especially on a sales podcast, this is funny because anybody who teaches networking, it's just some broke asshole that can't sell.
And I remember you hated networking groups.
Oh, fuck yeah. But here now I run a networking organization that blew the fuck up because we embraced the people that could sell and realized if we could put all of them together in a room, a shit ton of additional business happens. And, you know, it's crazy things like that. But if you would have told me in 2017 that we were going to run a networking organization, I'd have told you had two fucking heads.
Yeah. Wasn't it your wife that said, if you don't like networking groups, then create one that's different.
Fix it. Yeah, exactly. The morning that we decided to launch networking groups, I looked at my wife and said, babe, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to be the guy who launches networking groups. And she goes, you realize you're a fucking idiot, right? I'm like, how am I an idiot? She's like, why don't you become the guy that changes how the world networks and fix everything people hate about networking? And I'm like, shit. Oh, yeah. 7 days later, we launched that first damn group. And, you know, it's grown to 55 chapters across the U.S., 3 in Canada. And we're opening up, well, I think, 12 chapters tomorrow as we record this thing. And we're working on 6 other countries right now.
Yeah.
It's insane how fast.
And that's not, that wasn't even part of your original business plan, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not even an inkling. Yeah. I mean, truthfully, when I launched Success Champion, I'm like, I'm not even networking. I'm leaving that world behind me altogether. And now here I run a network. And it's so funny, even to me, you can go one step further. I wrote the book called Endless Stream of Referrals. And, you know, with that book, I don't even teach referrals anymore. I teach introductions, because referrals lead to this one-time transaction that, you know, may get a deal done. But if I can introduce you to somebody who has like your ideal client and they're not a competitor of yours, you guys may do thousands of deals and transactions, man. So we focus 100% on introductions and getting you to the right damn people. And that has been transformational.
Yeah. And referrals is more of this like transactional thinking, like, I'm going to send you this person, totally. But what's in it for me? Yep. Right. And everybody wants to know what's in it for them. Yep. That's cool. But like creating win-win long lasting relationships are way more lucrative.
Well, and let's get real. I mean, most people, when you talk referrals, it's very rare that I'm going to be talking to your ideal client. Like, I'm not your sales team here. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try and just go hunt for you. But I will run into a lot of people that would make good synergy for you and make great conversations. And if I can get you to that person, dude, good shit happens.
Oh, man, you didn't just drop synergy, did you?
Big word for me, too.
You got to love those LinkedIn spam messages where you get like, hey, I want to see if there's some synergies here.
What's the latest one right now is, you know, we're a company that specializes on LinkedIn leads and automations.
Yeah.
It's a funny one. I know I'm going to derail this conversation, but what the hell? There's a guy named Richard Vandenbloom on LinkedIn. Dude's a fucking genius on LinkedIn, the algorithm. And he posts one, I swear, like once a week, where some LinkedIn lead generation. Now, Richard's got hundreds of thousands of followers. He teaches LinkedIn. And these guys are still hitting him with these spam messages. We'd like to do, you know, your LinkedIn auto-generated, you know, lead systems and everything else.
Yeah. You look at their profile, there's no picture and they have 40 connections.
Right. Right. Or it's, you know, it's always like a hot chick and, you know, they're a master's PhD in something. And, you know, it's,
I mean, I've heard of people create and then no profiles and all that crap. It's gotten pretty ugly out there on LinkedIn. Sure.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.